Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey on the hotline this beautiful Friday morning. Good morning, Mike.
Fantastic morning to you, Greg. Yes, it's beautiful out.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I guess some good news from Lansing that lawmakers and the governor are getting together to spend a lot of money.
Yep, it's that's the reality of our current situation. That between the federal government and restricted spending on the state side, mostly due to the COVID experience we've been through, there's an accumulation of money that needs to be deployed, and the operative words for the Senate are capital-constrained projects that will pay return on investment for taxpayers for a long time. This week, we announced the first tranche of Senate plans for that, including a major project, major spending, major budget for rebuilding dams and bridges that are serious and in critical condition, when there are hundreds of those bridges. The governor had proposed doing 200 or 300 bridges. We're talking about close to 1,000. And then a very substantial amount of money to go into dams across the state, not just in the Midland area where we had the catastrophe a year ago, this week. And so that's a good start of and a good example of how we're approaching this. And so I think that people will appreciate it as we continue to roll out our plans.
I think we have some bridges around here that probably need some help.
There's bridges in virtually every House district, Senate district, every county that are in serious or critical condition that will be included in this list. MDOT has been very kind and provided a very thorough summary of all of them with estimates to complete. I would, however, put people on notice that we have to also manage the speed in which we do these, because if we're not careful, we'll overcome the capacity of ability to actually do the work, and which will result, of course, in unnecessary inflation. So this money will be appropriated. It will be deployed. It will be at the sources will be identified. The locations of the repairs will be clearly identified, but it will be spread out over 2 to 3 years so that we can match up with the capacity of the system.
What about funds, Mike, to communities, or I guess we have 24 tax-paying communities here in Michigan. Are they going to get any relief or help?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, some of the federal government money, the CARES Act or the American Recovery Act or whatever the new title is, is going directly to local municipalities, and it won't even pass through the hands of the legislature, and it's not an insignificant amount of money. And so most of them know now what they're eligible for and likely to receive. Some of them have already received some of it. Some of our money, Greg, that the state is responsible for deploying will be set up in the form of matching grants. And a good example of that is making a significant amount of money available to localities for the replacement of lead lines from the road to the house, something that I know the city of Jackson has been struggling with, and this will be a substantial amount of matching fund money so that localities, municipalities can prioritize their spending and maximize the investment at the same time.
Yeah, that's going to be big here in Jackson. Certainly when you're looking at $120 million project.
Oh, yeah. It certainly will. But this is precisely the kind of projects that is intended for this kind of spending, and that is capital-constrained projects that will pass long-term payoffs to taxpayers. And so kind of excited about it. In the next 3-4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, will be fast and furious, kind of in parallel prosecuting the budget for the next year, and in parallel to that, the deployment and identification of where these massive federal funds will be going. Of course, nobody should be too giddy about this, because it's our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids are going to have to pay off these debts, because it's not free money, but it is being deployed, and so we will do our best to make sure we're putting it in places that again, we'll be addressing long-term concerns and provide a sustained return on investment for taxpayers.
What about schools, Mike? Are they in pretty good shape going into next year?
Well, you should ask them that question, but I think the schools have a lot of money at their fingertips now as a result of the COVID bucks that have been flowing, both from Trump and from Biden. I'm hearing signals that schools are chomping at the bit to get back to work and get back to normal. I know parents are of that ilk, and I can guarantee you that students are of that ilk.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody wants to get back to normal, but will we ever be back to normal?
Well, if you believe what the governor reported this week, July 1st seems to be a magic date. I was appreciative of the direction that she was heading, but still critical of the fact that I don't know what changes between today, May 21st, and July 1st. There really isn't anything that changes, and so we go back to my old mantra, and that is we should be informing, inspiring, encouraging, and trusting people and businesses and families and schools to do what they know they need to do and open up and remove these restrictions today. The only thing that there's any need for any residual emergency order is to make sure that we're not disqualifying ourselves for federal money, but there needs to be no restrictions on people at this stage in time. Everybody knows what they need to do, and that's still a major frustration, that why we have to wait from now till then is still a mystery, and there has been no science generated to support it.
Mike, a lot of gun violence. I know they were talking this week about an expansion of background checks. Should we go there?
I think our laws for background checks are more than adequate right now, and I don't think that's a pathway we need to go down. There are other things that are far more important today than those kinds of things. And you know, you know that I'm a pretty staunch supporter of something that's very near and dear to should be to all of us, and that's our Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely.
You bet.
What else is shaken? Anything?
No, I think that the budget and the spending of these funds are going to be the top priority, other than nudging the governor to open up sooner rather than later. And I think all of those are excellent and appropriate projects to be focused on. Other than that, Greg, I hope to get a round or two of golf in the next couple of weeks.
I think you'll probably squeeze that in, Mike.
I will do my best.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.